Hey, business building warrior. Thanks for hanging out with me for another episode of Silent Sales Machine Radio. My name is Jim Cockrum. I'll be your host today. We're going to bring on a couple guests in just a moment, as we've done with hundreds of other episodes. These are success story students from the Proven Amazon course, which is the flagship training course of our community for all things Amazon. We teach dozens of Amazon income strategies inside that course. And the couple you're going to hear from today in just a moment, a married couple who have both left their career jobs behind to go full-time into the strategies we teach here. Well, they've deployed several of the strategies that we teach in that course with success over the years, to the point where this is now their family's full-time income. We've got a couple kids. The kids help out in the business a little bit. You're going to hear from them all about that in just a moment. He used to be in banking and mortgages. She used to be in teaching. COVID really shook things up for her. She came home full time, and he was eventually able to leave his job as well a couple of short years later. And this is their reality now. They're members of our community and have been for quite some time. They're using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income. They started off inside the Proven Amazon course, as I mentioned, with our replens model, which they still do a fair amount of today, but they've also kind of graduated up into having multiple branded bundles as well, which we love to talk about. By the way, if you're interested in the branded bundle concept after you've heard us talk about it on today's show, you should know that our Proven Amazon course library now includes the world's greatest branded bundle training. That's right, the training that used to sell separately at provenbrandedbundles.com. It still sells separately there, but it's been integrated in to the Proven Amazon course library, along with all of our other Amazon seller training. We're constantly updating, constantly adding new modules to the pack, as we call it around here. That's our library of all our Amazon seller training concepts in one place, provenamazoncourse.com. There's a link to it at silentjim.com, as well as a link to our free Facebook group that just passed 75,000 members. That's pretty cool. Lots of conversations from people around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about using the internet creatively to launch and grow the business income streams of your dreams with a focus on Amazon. If you haven't heard me say in a while, why do we focus on Amazon around here? We're talking about all kinds of internet income opportunities and concepts. Why so much Amazon content? Well, simply because we've identified one specific Amazon seller strategy as our preferred lowest hanging fruit business model for anyone who's ready to do the work. What we mean is the lowest risk, the lowest learning curve, the highest odds of success business model that we've been able to identify that you can use the internet and grow a real business. We call it the Amazon Replens system. And that's what the vast majority of our interviews are on this podcast. Students of ours who are building replens businesses, in many cases, multiple seven-figure businesses. And then they add on other income streams as time and schedule allows, as they build great systems and automate things. That's what this show is all about. That's what our guests today are going to be talking about. You'll hear us talking about today the upcoming conference in May. It's The Proven Conference. That's the name of the website. Three words, theprovenconference.com. It could be sold out by the time this episode comes out. Get over there. We've got over 700 people registered. You can go check it out. It's in Orlando, Florida, May 23rd through 25th. Phenomenal keynote speaker, dozens of breakout sessions on all manner of creative income stream opportunities. And those breakout sessions are all taught by people who are doing it successfully at scale, leaders in our community, coaches on our team who have helped others build beautiful businesses. This is a great multiple income stream community. And the conference is going to reflect that. We hope to see you there. If you weren't aware, we've done the same thing for several years now. This is our 12th annual conference. The night before the conference starts, we're talking about May 22nd in the evening, I think around 7 o'clock, you have to check the schedule, we're going to have a come one, come all open worship night, Christian worship service. Anyone's welcome to attend, regardless of your belief system. We've done that every year for several years. It's always a great time. We'd love to invite you to that. And also to the opening on the 23rd, 9 a.m., anyone is welcome. As long as they're attending with a ticketed guest, bring your whole family. So you got some families coming where, say, dad has a ticket, mom doesn't, and the kids don't. So they're just going to have fun, enjoy the area, maybe hang out at SeaWorld. But that first opening session, we'd love to have everyone in the room, if they can come, to come hear my good friend, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, who is our guest speaker, and he always entertains, educates, and just amazes our community when he shows up. It'll be a highlight, I promise, and something that even the kids will truly enjoy. So come for that if you can. But hey, this is a podcast about helping you become a better business building warrior, helping you establish more income streams, systemize the models that you've built, get more creative with Amazon, navigate the constantly changing landscape of opportunity while tackling those opportunities that drift past you. We want to keep you educated, informed, and inspired. That's what we do here. And with that idea in mind, let's jump over and meet our latest guests for the show. We're talking about Nick and Michelle Tracomi. Enjoy this conversation. Well, hey guys, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
It's truly a pleasure. I love these stories. This is my favorite part of my job. So let's get into your story. What do you say, Nick? Start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got into e-commerce back in, I would say, 2007. I actually stumbled upon your book. It was a PDF that I printed out.
Really?
Tips. Yeah. I got a whole bunch of tips from your book, like flipping stuff on eBay, buying concert tickets and flipping those on eBay.
That's an old version of that book, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea you guys have been around that long. Have we talked before? Should I know who you guys are more than I do?
We met at the conference last year briefly towards the end, but,
Okay. Well, the community's grown so much, but there's, I feel like I should know people who've been around since, the beginning, basically.
Yeah. That's okay. I was kind of, I did it for a little while. It was more or less just a hobby, doing stuff on, flipping stuff on eBay, going to, garage sales and, thrift stores, stuff like that. And then fast forward, I took a little bit of a break, and then 2016-ish, I think that's when we bought the proven Amazon course.
Okay.
So then we started getting involved in that, and some FBA. We did Merch by Amazon for a little while, and we did that for like a couple of years. Hired a VA from the Philippines, did some graphic design work for us. Some of the designs actually still sell. I'm a graphic designer by trade. And love art too. So it's just one of those things where I was like, that's probably a good fit for us. And it didn't really take off too much. So I did it for a couple of years, but it was fun. I really enjoyed doing that. So we did Merch for a little while. And then it was 2020 when we
actually, I lost my job because of the pandemic. So we jumped right in.
Okay.
And we took Kate Chaddock's refunds course.
Yeah.
So that was the 8-week course that we took.
Yes. Okay. So you jumped in heavy in 2020. Now, is this your full-time thing at this point already, Nick?
No.
I still had a full-time job. So it was just kind of did it, on the side for a little bit. Gotcha. But since Michelle lost her job, she was basically doing the replan stuff, full-time.
Gotcha. Okay. So what were your careers? I'm just curious, but up to that point.
I worked at a credit union doing like different things. So I did mortgages. I worked in the back office.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So it really wasn't a passion of mine.
Sure.
I really wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's just one of those things where, both Michelle and I wanted to be entrepreneurs, probably since we were born,
Right.
And I worked in the banking industry for 22 years, and it just wasn't, what I really wanted. I liked the company that I worked for before, but, when we found the refunds course, I took it actually, it was Q4 of 2019. I got into that group, learned like reverse sourcing. And then we were talking about Jimmy Smith's refunds course. I took that through the Proven Amazon course. Just got really excited, about that, because I was like, oh, wow, this is something that, we could actually make it into a business instead of just going to Walmart and going to the clearance aisles, flipping, stuff from the clearance aisles and, stuff like that. So,
yeah, Well, talk about that season, Michelle, from your perspective, and anything that Nick might have left out so far to get us up to speed on your story. What was your career prior to?
I was in early childhood. I was a preschool teacher.
Wow. And you lost your job.
They wanted me to go back. Our kids go to public school, so they wanted me to go back before we knew what was going on. And I had to say no. So
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Drew a line in the sand. Well, we're familiar with that in our family. We had a son in the military. I mean, his whole life, he could not wait to get into the military. And like, that's what he was born for. And then they said, okay, everybody line up for your shots. And he's like, wait a second. I don't know that I want to do this part. Not to dive off into those weeds, but yeah, he ended up along with a lot of his friends. Saying no, that we're not going to do this, you know. So they were discharged, and they're begging for them all to come back now, though, which is kind of funny. And they don't have to get their shot either, by the way. But yeah, that was a crazy time, and these stories in hindsight now, 2020 feels like yesterday, but it was 4 years ago.
Right. Yeah, right.
But it still feels like yesterday. The impact, the emotional impact, and the family impact. And glad you guys were able to navigate it. Successfully, it sounds like. But okay, well, I'm doing too much talking here, Michelle. Keep it going. So what was the reality of settling into the new routine with going from teacher to entrepreneur?
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy because Nick was working from home, like at his full-time job. So it was kind of me just down in the basement doing as much as I possibly could. And then when he got off of work, he would work.
Yeah.
You know, at night.
Upstairs, right. That would
go from his upstairs job to his downstairs job.
Exactly. So I was just, I honestly, his background with Amazon and e-commerce and everything like that was, I wasn't really involved that much. So for me to have jumped full force into it, being like the one that was actually
finally under on board.
It was a lot different than I was used to, but
right. That wasn't the plan, but it ended up working. I don't know how the story ends here or where we're at today, but it sounds like you guys navigated life together. And I think that's what's emerging from this whole past 2, 3, 4 years is a lot of families just kind of figure out ways to do it together. I think our community got tighter in a lot of ways too. You know, the people who stuck around and stuck with it, and some of the friendships and relationships that have formed out of that trial by fire of 2020, the explosion of opportunities and challenges kind of, maybe you guys can relate to this, the visual I've had of that whole, and it still kind of feels this way, but it was like living life at the edges of the bell curve. It was either really awesome or it was really terrible. Everything. There was no just normal, average, boring, anything. Yeah. Everything was like awesome or terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just a mix of both. But well done. All right, we'll keep it going. Whoever wants to keep the story rolling, guys. So,
yeah, out of the, I actually have to show this. This is something that Kate had us do. So it was basically, it says, we're committed to finding 12 new replens per week for 8 weeks. We have a total of 96 or more by the end of the course. So
I love it. This is a written commitment.
Still kept it as a memento. So, we'd show it on the podcast here. So
you've had it since 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hanging up on the fridge.
That's
we have a lot more than 96 now.
Oh, I would imagine so. But that's the way you started it. And we do encourage 30 and 30 days. You've heard different challenges that we say, but once you get into that groove of, we call it building your catalog now. Build your catalog. ASINs will come and go, but you can always be adding to your catalog and revisiting the ASINs. All right, cool. Keep it going. I love that commitment. I love the written down. It's so much more powerful than typed into your computer. Write it down. Hang it somewhere where you can see it. Keep yourselves accountable. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So that year we, as far as numbers go, I know you said, as far as sharing numbers.
As much as you're comfortable.
Yeah. So that year we ended with just shy of 100K in sales, which basically the majority of it was from July when the course started to the end of the year. We were super excited about that because before the course, it was only maybe like a couple of thousand a month that I was bringing in without Michelle, but she was doing it full time. So it was like, wow, we were able to actually do it. Successfully,
right.
And not just like more or less, like just a hobby. So.
Yeah, well done. So you finished 2020 pretty strong, you know, like what?
It was decent.
In half the year, you did four times what you'd been doing previously in a full year. That's quite a leap. Yeah, you guys went in full force.
Yeah, we wanted to, because I really wanted to quit my job. It was like, all right, I can see the light, you know? So I was like, all right, let's do this.
What all was driving you to leave that job besides, you know, you mentioned it wasn't as fulfilling as you wanted it to be. Just, I love hearing it in your own words, just especially dad to dad. I don't understand a mom's journey as much. I understand what it means to be a parent, obviously, but the dad's role and this, the dad's journey is something that I experienced in a profound way. And that's what ignited me to want to share this. You know, that version of the Silent Sales Machine book 11 versions ago that you bought, like that's what was behind that book, is I want other dads to experience what I'm feeling right now. And anyone can use the ideas, but what all was driving you, if you can verbalize it? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think more the freedom and flexibility to be able to, you know, do what, you know, not really whatever I want, because that really hasn't happened yet, but I can see that happening. So it's, you know, to be with my family a lot more and not be tied and glued to a computer screen. Like, yeah, there's some computer work that is involved with this business, but I don't have a boss really, you know. Yep. It's, you know, so I have that flexibility. I could be with my kids if needed. I can drive them to a friend's house or, you know, things like that. So it makes it a lot more fulfilling for me to have a, you know, regular 9-to-5 job type of thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 20 years in and it never gets old. Just being available and being having that flexibility. Nice day, cancel your schedule, you know, do something with the family and make up for it tonight or the next rainy day, whatever. But yeah, I love it. That's great. And I just love hearing people put it in their own words. And thanks for doing that. And we'll dive more into that perhaps too, get your perspective on it too, Michelle, as we go forward. But all right, so 2020, you guys did 100K in the last 6 months after you dove in head feet first, right?
Yes.
All right.
So 2021, mostly replants. We added a couple of wholesale accounts because we felt like, all right, some of the stuff that we were buying off the shelves, basically we were like, all right, this is, you know, local, or maybe I can email or call them and see, can I sign up for a wholesale account? And we were able to, which is kind of cool. Michelle, I think, signed on one and I signed on one. So in 2021, it was really exciting. You know, it was like, all right, you know, we can do this, not have to go to the stores all the time. They might be able to do this, you know, more wholesale type of thing. So the replens in the RA type of stuff was really good. And was actually ramping up for us in 2021. We ended the year on that one with 300K. So we were up, you know, a pretty good amount in 2020.
Nice. Yeah. Fantastic.
So 2022, just bolting down more of the replens, you know, RA, added more wholesale. We signed on an accountant who basically was he was awesome. We did like a business advisory course with him, showed us like what business was really all about, like numbers, QuickBooks, all that stuff. So that was really exciting as well. So it's like to be able to track our numbers and understand that. So it was really cool to actually see that too. So, and what else?
And he actually learns the whole Amazon fee structure to help us really dive.
Wow. Sounds like a great asset relationship, huh?
Yeah.
It was really cool. And so in that year, we took, I want to say it was one of the bundling courses. I don't know if it was that year was Lisa and Jenny's bundling course, but I think Nathan was on that towards the end and was talking about like branded bundles. And I was like, all right, this is something that, you know, this could be really good.
Right.
He was talking about Hummingbird and trademarks, and I got to look more into this. So
yeah, that was the birth of our branded bundles. It was right around then, you know, we're talking, you know, 2-3 years ago, we started kicking it around and the proven brand building, all these modules inside the proven Amazon course, you know, but yeah, that's about when we started kicking it around and Nate was a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I ended up calling, or I think emailing Hummingbird, and just, I was like, all right, well, what is this going to take to get, you know, a trademark? And I was a graphic designer anyway. So, you know,
right.
My trade, I went to school for that. So I was like, all right, I could probably do the logo thing, but I have no idea about trademark and attorney stuff and
sure.
brand registry. So I was like, let's do that. Let's sign up and do that. So created the logo, had them take care of that. And that process was fantastic. You know, nothing but good things to say about that process. So
awesome. I'll stick a link to Humminbird in the notes for people who don't know what we're talking about. That's our brand registry trademark. They can help you build your, like you said, your logo and your color scheme, packaging and all that. If you do end up needing those kind of aids as you're building your business, we've got it dialed in out of necessity. We launched that company out of necessity because we had so many people trying to do those things. Rather than refer them somewhere else, let's just, you know, basically at cost, provide that service with a good team that we trust. So yeah, I love that you guys had a great experience early on with the services. Love it.
That was great. So we slowly started getting into, you know, once we got brand registered with Amazon, we slowly just started building bundles. We're like, all right, we're kind of just navigating around, like, what can we do? What can we add as far as an item? So we slowly just started building that up. We had a few under our belts that year, mostly using the wholesale, because we were like, I don't know if we can do it with RA stuff. So we have this relationship with, you know, with the wholesale companies, and they're fine with us doing it. So we were like, all right, let's do it that way. One of the companies has that we have is they have like 28 different flavors of something. So we were like, all right, let's see if we can get all 28, you know, type of thing. So, and they're cool with that, which is awesome.
That's great. So is this that same local company that you struck up a relationship with early on?
Yeah. They're like 15 minutes away from us, which is awesome.
I love stories like this because I emphasize the relational aspect of it. You know, you can go back to that point in time. There's a very pivotal point in this story where you guys could have said, oh, no, we're just little Amazon sellers. We don't want to reach out and talk to real people. Like, let's just keep buying and flipping as long as we can and move on if they stop us. Instead, picked up the phone or you sent an email, you built a relationship, and that opened up, I'm thinking, a whole bunch of new ASINs and opportunities and sales for you guys, right? You're nodding your head.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but you can trace it back to that decision of going relational versus staying anonymous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
We're starting to really learn is like building those relationships and
yep.
actually talking to people. We're both introverts. So, you know, we were like, I don't know, can we just do this behind the keyboard? But, you know, more and more listening to you and your podcasts, I was like, I can't do that anymore. I can't be... just a, you know, person behind a keyboard. So,
and I'm preaching to myself every time I say it because I'm an introvert as well. I think our community is about 85% introvert. We noticed this after the first two or three times we gathered as a community and everyone's like, I don't know if I should be here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Last year was our first conference. So we were like, I don't know. What do we
do?
You
know? Yeah. But then after you settle in and you realize, all right, these are my kind of people. And everyone here is eager to ask and answer the question, how's business? Like, you just don't get that anywhere else. It's become like family to so many of us. And I think for you guys as well, you've developed some tremendous relationships just on the names you've mentioned so far. But
yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. You know, that's a big pivotal. Like, if we were writing your story, a chapter would be the decision to make the phone call that changed our life. Like, you know, and I'm taking words out of your mouths. Maybe you guys are going to get to that point. But I just want to emphasize it for the listeners. Like, that's a big deal. The worst they could have said is no, found another wholesaler. Okay, find someone else, small, local, or wait, they don't have to be local. That has very little to do with it. I imagine you guys don't get together for lunch once a week with these guys. I mean, like, just because they're local, it's, you know, was convenient perhaps, but it could be anyone.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But the relationship is the point.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, when, as far as, I think that actually in 2022 is when we joined our local meetup group. Too. So, you know, it's a New England meetup group that we have, which is awesome. Actually, we're meeting tonight too. So at a local Panera.
Really? Oh, cool. Well, tell me about this group. Is it other e-commerce business owners or the business owners?
Yeah, they're actually, I think majority of them are in the MSC community. So,
oh, it's from like listeners to this podcast. So say, hey, give a shout out to the group, man.
Oh yeah.
Say, give me some names.
Oh yeah.
And first names maybe. So no one feels called out.
She's one of the coaches. So.
Okay.
Annie. And she kind of like facilitated, you know, getting people, you know, involved in this too.
Oh, she's awesome. Her leadership journey just is incredible. Just incredible. Amy, so you guys are up in that territory, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Right. There's a, you know, there's a bunch of people that, you know, we try and meet at least once a month on either through Zoom or, you know, physical, you know, in presence. So yeah, it's awesome. You know, we have a messenger group that we share ideas and share things. So it's kind of like, it's growing, but you know, as far as, you know, if anyone is stuck on something, like, hey, I got a question, you know, we'll message. So it's really cool.
That's great. I love hearing about these groups. I love walking up, you know, one of my favorite parts of the conference when we're all together, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes maybe, but, you know, hundreds of us from this community, listeners to this podcast, and I'll walk up to a group of people and I'll kind of think, all right, well, these people, they're getting to know each other. I'm going to step in there and get to know them too. And I'll step in and like, I'm the outsider. Like, they've known each other for years. They've been meeting once a week for years. And like, you know, this is the first time they've all been together in person maybe, but they formed this little community and I'm kind of the intruder. Like, yeah, we know who you are, man. We're having a group meeting. If that's okay. Like, no, that's so awesome. I love it. Just because we encourage it so much to see it happening is so rewarding. And I know the benefits for you guys have just had to have been tremendous. And it's hard for me to imagine doing it any other way. Now that I do it that way, the isolation is just, you know, it's such a drain. So much. There's a toxicity to this isolation, and it really lowers your odds of success dramatically. So well done. I love it. I'm loving your guys' story more as we go.
We actually had, we did a Zoom meetup with people from the Re-Cleanse class too. We don't do that one anymore, but we actually meeting somebody in person for the first time at the conference, but that we've been talking to for 4 years through Facebook. So that's
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing that a lot with our Kickstart groups, because that was kind of the origin of the Kickstart concept was what you guys went through like 4+ years ago. Like, let's get this group of people together, push them through those first few stages together. We do it now for a one-time payment of $37. I know you guys paid more than that, but it is such a great boost that we see these communities form around that experience. They're going through boot camp together almost. It's not unlike the, you know, the familiarity and camaraderie you might get going through a military boot camp experience with a group of others, right? Like, yeah, we kind of a tribe now. Like, you know, we're going through this, do this together. So I love to hear that. And for the listeners who are curious what we're talking about with the Kickstart, silentgym.com/kickstart has a link to that. Any proven Amazon course students free to go through it if they'd like. It's one time, $37, put you into a group and with a coach. Get you through the initial setup stages. Probably not as in-depth as what you guys experienced, because that was a more extended experience, but definitely help you get through those first initial hurdles. All right. But yeah, let's keep it going. I love the relational side of this. And Michelle, has Eric left out anything yet? I mean, you haven't heard from you as much. Like, as we've been going through the story, any little details that come to mind or anything? Or is you doing pretty good?
Just that meetup group. I wanted to shout out to them too. So
yeah. That's great.
Nothing I can think of right now. He's doing very good.
Very good. Well, you guys are doing awesome. I think you're encouraging a lot of folks, and you're just very real, down to earth, and nothing flashy about it. Just we put in the work. We jumped in. It kind of had to work, right, guys? Like, okay, we don't have that income anymore. This needs to work. Well done. So we cut off at 2022. How'd that year go for you?
So we finished the year a little over 500K.
Nice. Nice jump.
So, yeah.
And that was with some branded bundles starting to get into the mix.
Some branded bundles, exactly, yeah. I don't really know how many as far as ratio goes between refunds and branded bundles at that.
That's time. Okay. But you were starting to lean in that direction a little bit more.
Yeah. So 2023, we both were like, all right, should we jump into coaching? Because I mean, we were getting calls every once in a while if we bought a course or whatnot. So we were like, all right, maybe we should do some coaching. So we did. We signed up for coaching and started to learn more about branded bundles with Maria, right? It was with Maria. So we had a couple of sessions with her. So we went through some of the branded bundles stuff with her, learned more about that. Helium 10, which is fantastic. We still use it to this day. One of the great tools that, you know, it's well worth the money that we spend on it for the research. and a whole bunch of other things too. So,
We actually switched coaches, and we now have Brian Olson, who's,
yeah. Oh, Brian's your coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, the listeners will be familiar with the Olsons. They do a podcast episode about once a week or so around here on the Coach's Corner. So, yeah, you work with Brian and Robin Joy. Awesome. Yeah, such a great couple.
Yeah.
So have you guys met them in person yet? The Olsons? You were at the conference last year
at the conference.
Briefly.
It was in a hallway. I think she was running one way, we were running the other. We were like, oh, hey, you know, we weren't like students at that point with them. So they had no
point of reference yet. But now it's that's your coach. So, all right, cool. Well, they're definitely going to be at the conference. They better be, because I got them down.
Yeah. Looking forward to meeting.
They're going to be celebrities. That's right. They do such a great job. And for those who don't know, Brian and Robin Joy are coaching directors on our team. We got about 60 coaches, and they manage a good chunk of them under their team. And they've done a phenomenal job for us for several years now. After being reluctant, clueless newbies not that long ago, they've really grown a special business and helped a lot of folks. Yeah, I love it. Very good.
Lots of help with them. If we have a question, Brian's like, just let me know, email me. We can jump on a call. I had a lot of questions about PPC, like the ad platform. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So he's basically like showed me, start to finish, like how I do it. We took the course in the Proven Amazon course. I think it was like the beginning PPC. So really kind of diving into that, learning it. Can see that people can spend a lot of money doing that.
You have to be very careful. So you've done some of that to help launch your branded bundle
list. Which we try and do that. We don't really spend too much money on them, because I can see that you can get into the hundreds and thousands of dollars per month on that.
If you don't set your budget limits, it can run out of control for you. You have to be cautious with that. That's why it's a slightly more advanced course. We don't start new students there. We start them with replans, where your biggest mistake is, buying 10 more units than you should have. with branded bundles, you can get in over your head and actually start talking thousands of dollars in losses if you're not cautious. Right. So well done. Pardon the brief interruption, but I want to tell you about a new sponsor who we are very excited to bring on board. They help you buy or sell an Amazon account. Did you know you can do that? Within Amazon's policy, completely legitimate, they've helped hundreds of others do these transactions. You can sell your Amazon account if you're done with it. Maybe you haven't used it in a while. You know someone who's got one that they're not using. Tell them about silentgym.com/buy or sell. BUYORSELL. Just spell it out like it's one word. silentgym.com/buy or sell. If you want to get a head start and get ramped up faster with category approval and some of the other challenges that come with having a new account, you can kind of skip over those. Again, this is Amazon approved transactions. They're going to vet you. The company that you're going to be buying the account from will be vetted as well. And again, we vouch for them because they've helped a whole bunch of people over the years in our community either buy or sell an Amazon account. That account that you have that's just sitting dormant, maybe it's a spare account you're not using any longer, it could be worth some money. So contact them. silentgym.com/buy or sell. Let's get back to the program. Yeah, that's why it's a more advanced, slightly more advanced course. We don't start new students there. We start them with replans, where your biggest mistake is, buying 10 more units than you should have. with branded bundles, you can get in over your head and actually start talking thousands of dollars in losses if you're not cautious. Right. So yeah, well done. All right. So how'd 23 end up?
So 23 ended up, we were just shy of, it was actually a little under 740,000. Nice. Our net margin was 11%. So we looked we met with our accountant. So it was a little under 11. We really wanted to be 12% net margin, but we had some expenses that year. So we were like, all right, I guess if we didn't have those expenses, maybe it'll be better this year. So,
So business expenses, one-time expenses kind of thing that came out of that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to do, because we still work out of our house. So we had to do some, we had to put in a half bath, because we were like, if we have an employee, at some point down the road, which we're kind of struggling with, like, should we hire someone? Should we get it out of the house type of thing? So, but we were like, all right, why don't we do, you know, at least a half bath in the basement, just in case. So that way there, we have someone.
Yeah. So bringing in a contractor, plumbing and all that, that bit into your margin. I got you. So without that one-time expense, you easily would have hit your 12, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Probably more, slightly more than that.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, very well done, man. This is great. So have you left your job then?
So 2022, actually, I missed that completely, you know. But 2022, it was May 31st was my last day at the credit union. So June 1st was my first day of a new life, which was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the family dynamic?
I can't thank the community enough, you, Jim, you know, for everything. I mean, honestly, like since, like I said, 2007, you know, with the Silent Sales Machine book to now, honestly, like I can't thank you enough and the community. I mean, everyone in the community, Michelle, the kids, they help in the business. They, you know,
oh, that's awesome.
They, you know, they prep the products. So stuff like that. It's really cool.
Wow. Okay.
I have to give a shout out to Michelle. Honestly, she is like the prep and boxing guru. she's, I know she's probably getting embarrassed, but she, you know, she kills it. We had our first, yesterday she boxed up, how many units? 683 in like 4 hours. It was like,
wow. That's
amazing. I'm trying not to work too much on a Sunday. But we were like, all right, we got the podcast today. It's a Monday. So we were going to do it today, but she's like, I don't really want to do that. Let's just get it done. And wait for UPS to come. So,
so grateful that you guys, you know, changed your days of the week so you could hop on the podcast interruption free. That's so great. But Michelle, tell me a little about, Nick just mentioned that the kids help out. Like, break it down for me. Like, what's that look like? I don't know much about the kids. I saw a little head peek into the corner of the screen a while back, but tell me about the kids and like what their roles are.
11 and almost 16. Our oldest one used to actually work a little bit more in the business, but he decided to go elsewhere for a job.
Sure.
So he doesn't help very much, but he does make boxes. We have like the security boxes from UPS that he, you know, just piles high and it's like a Jenga game. So,
right.
He does that and he does some packaging. And then our 11-year-old is actually also pretty incredible. And she packages and she makes boxes and she puts labels on things pretty much all of the work that makes it go by so much faster if it's already done.
That's so great. What's their names?
Hey. That's Tia. Yeah. Well,
Tia? Yeah,
Gia and Anthony.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. So I got a question for Tia. Is she looking forward to SeaWorld? Are you going to come to SeaWorld, Tia? Have you guys talked about that yet?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. You have to come up and say hey to my kiddos. I've got a 17-year-old daughter now. And you guys, there's Anthony waving. For those listening, we just got a little peek at the kiddos. That's so great. Well,
Anthony's actually looking forward to possibly going to one of the replens sessions. So learning replens and, you know, doing that kind of thing. So.
Outstanding. Yeah. We'll sit in as many of the sessions as you'd like and just soak it all in. There's so much opportunity. I love it. I love seeing families do the business together. And even if that's not what the kids do, you know, of my family, let's see, we've five kids, all but one are pretty active in e-commerce, kind of related to the business that we've built over the past 20 plus years. It's taken on its own life. You know, like my oldest son is working for someone who's borrowing our eBay account because I've got a very old established eBay account. And they sell on consignment through my account because he can do better. Big, heavy, expensive stuff. I get a small cut and he's helping that guy manage it. Like that's his gig, right?
That's awesome.
You know, so my kids have all kind of wandered into these e-commerce roles. Ty is my best warehouse worker. He's just, you know, our somewhat special needs son, sharp as a tack, but you know, he's got some challenges and just runs he could run my warehouse. I'm talking eBay, Amazon, Walmart. You know, just anything, people walking in, merchant fulfill to on Amazon, people walking in, buying stuff off the shelf, retail. Like, he can run that whole place.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just amazing. And, cool. And, you know, that's his gig. He loves it. And he's very meticulous. He was built for it. You know, so I love how God just kind of drops our kids into the right corner of what it is that we've built, and they can enjoy and experience it. And maybe they go do something else, but this is always there as something as a, you know, as a, an add-on or as a fallback plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Well done, guys. I love it. That's so great. And I love you. You guys are all for, not to divert too far, but we kind of mentioned Orlando. That's the conference that's coming up. This episode will come out before then, although we may be sold out by the time this episode airs, because we're getting really close to it. We didn't suspect that would be an issue, but it's looking like it might be. But theprovenconference.com, if there's still tickets, plan to join your family and my family, and about, as of right now, well over 700 other registered guests, and it's going to be a great time. 40 breakout sessions and Walmart, eBay, Amazon sessions, and all kinds of other creative income stream opportunities. Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
We're really looking forward to seeing you guys again.
Yeah, we bought the tickets to this year's Proven Conference last year at the conference.
At the event. Yes.
Yeah, we got to go again. Yeah.
First time we'd ever done that. And it went very well. It really helped us with planning out this year to kind of know who all's planning to come, and let's, you know, what size venue we're going to need. It was really nice to have several hundred families just kind of jump on that at first opportunity. And we hope to do it again this year, by the way. You know, just a little hint, nothing carved in stone yet, but you might want to block out the end of June through the early July 2025. Just, you know, circle it in pencil. We're doing our best to nail that down right now so we can go ahead and start planning the 2025 event. But, well, where else do you guys want to go from here? What else is on your mind? Any questions for me? I'd love to kind of hear how you're forecasting your business into the future. We've done some replans. We've done some wholesale. We've started drifting into branded bundles. Sounds like you're learning some valuable lessons there. You know, where are you looking to?
The majority of our business right now, actually, I would say it's 60-40. So 60% is the branded bundles using wholesale. And we started doing stuff from like a local grocery store. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let me see if I can just ask and see if we can order. And just talked to the lady at the cash register, and she's like, oh, our manager is so nice. I'll have him come over. So he came over, and I started talking to him. I was like, oh, this is what we do. He's like, all right, well, we could probably do that. We did it a little bit with another local grocery store, the year prior, but it wasn't that much. But that year, last year, one of the assistant managers, he was actually interested in the business. So he's like, I'll give him a call. I'll see what he's, you know, what he wants to do. And we just kind of sparked up this, you know, this relationship and kind of going back and forth. He does a little side gig too, as well as, you know, working as a manager at the grocery store. So, right now we're, you know, every week we order a lot of stuff from them. So, which is really cool.
What's the logistic? Do they keep it all on like a back shelf for you guys and you swing by and pick it up around back, or like, how's this work?
Actually, it was funny because last week I did that for the first time because it was like a pallet full of stuff.
Right.
And like, he's like, don't come into the store. Like, come in and pay, and then come around back and you can load in your vehicle. So
yeah,
usually I just go in the front, pay, and then, you know, we load it in, like pick it up with carriages or whatever. So this time it was a lot. So
that's so great.
We're trying to figure out this whole new Amazon thing with the low inventory. So I was like, maybe we should do it instead of a 30-day. We might want to do a 60-day. So we ended up getting almost like double what we normally get. So we were going to like 3 to 4 stores every week, sometimes 5, traveling. And so he's saving us a lot of time.
A lot of time.
So, yeah. And you're grateful. And he's helping, you know, you're helping him. He's helping you. It's a beautiful relationship. And, you know, he gets to order more product and doesn't have to put it out on the shelves, saves him a ton of labor. Right? Yeah. Giving you a little price break?
No, I couldn't.
Not yet?
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
You're in a negotiating position.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, what would we have to do to get a little price break here on these orders that you don't have to put out on the shelf and pay anyone to stock?
Yeah, exactly.
He has opened us up to 2 new wholesalers, though.
Yeah.
So instead of ordering those products through the store, we go directly through the wholesale. So that's price break there.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I totally get it. You know, my version of that story is I've got a, it took me years for it to occur to me, but I got a good friend at church who runs a large, very successful, locally owned hardware store. And we were hitting all the hardware stores all over the place for all the stuff we sourced. I'm like, hey, can I just order some of this from you? Whatever you can get. He's like, yeah, sure. Well, corporate started noticing that he was dividing large chunks of his shipment into a separate, like, hey, could you keep this on the side? Could you keep, so it's easy for us to separate. Like, what are you, the corporate asked him, like, what are you doing? He explained, like, I've got this guy I'm just ordering stuff in bulk for. And they said, really, you can't do that. But we could get him we could get him in as a store owner. And he's like, well, he doesn't want to buy a brick and mortar. I'm like, well, okay, we'll just get him in as a franchise owner for a small fee that doesn't have a store location. So he helped me cut through the red tape, and I'm a franchise owner of this hardware store chain.
That's awesome.
But I don't have a physical location, but I do have a truck that drops our stuff off, you know, when we place orders. It's so great. But it's all relationships, conversations, creative strategy. Ask. The worst thing anyone can ever say is, no, sorry, we can't really do that. And even then, it's like, all right, we'll try again later. Maybe see if the world's changed a little bit, 6 months or 3 months, and get back to you. And yeah. But that just opens up so many great opportunities. And so now, I'm a franchise owner. Never thought I'd have that. A franchise hardware store owner. Where's your location? Well, don't really have one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
That's how the world of relationships and conversations and just thinking creatively, you know, that's how it works. Get you those little advantages, right? But yeah, all right, well, that's great. So it sounds like you're going deeper into branded bundles is the plan for now. You guys do anything with Walmart yet?
Yeah, we actually signed up with Walmart right after the conference last year. We're not doing WFS yet. We're just doing merchant fulfill or seller fulfill, what they call it. We've got a few of our branded bundles on there. We had to get, which they said it was going to be difficult, which, I mean, they were like, well, you don't have UPC codes for everything. And we were like, no, we just GTIN exemption with Amazon. So the person that I spoke with, they were like, oh, no, you can just request GTIN exemption. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So we got GTIN exemption for the brand. And we got, so now we can just put on all of our.
Put it all out there. Models. That's great.
It's a little time consuming, but for the most part, you know, we've got me on there, like 20 of our branded bundles.
20 units?
Right now, on Amazon, we've got 180 brand. So.
Okay, 180 of your branded bundles on Amazon.
Amazon and like 20 of them on Walmart.
20 on Walmart.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you're fair. You're just waiting in nice and slow to Walmart. What I'm seeing with Walmart over and over again is for people who have navigated Amazon, especially for years, and they've got their routines and they're confident there, it's about 30% of the effort and energy required to start to see some results on Walmart. There's not as many shoppers there, but it's just, it really is a lot less work, a lot less energy expended. And my team's getting really excited. And all we've really done so far, we've got some new courses and training and content and strategies that are coming. You know, Joseph on our team's shaping those out. But really all we've done so far to date on my personal Walmart account is the stuff that for some reason became too painful or tricky or impossible to sell on Amazon. We're like, well, okay. Rather than eBaying it, let's Walmart it.
Yeah.
And it's doing great. It's doing really well. Some beautiful margins. And I think I saw a statistic just today. It's something like, you know, we all know Amazon is about half of all e-commerce in the US. 50% approximately, no, mid-40s. Walmart is like 7% or something like that, you know, at second place. You know, so they're a good, you know, they're a seventh of basically, or a sixth of what Amazon is. So you can't expect to sell quite as much, but for every 10 units or so, every 7 to 10 units you sell on Amazon, you can expect to sell one or two on Walmart. That's kind of the ratio, and with the same amount of effort and energy. But the margins are nice on Walmart. They don't have as many fees yet. They're still trying to carve out some market share. So yeah, I'm encouraging all Amazon sellers to figure out a way to squeeze in a little testing on Walmart.
Now, do you use WFS? Do you send in your products, or do you?
No, we're all still merchant fulfill or seller fulfilled, as you said. for the most part. We've started experimenting a little bit with it with some success, but we're probably, you know, my team specifically, probably a month or two into that. But we've got other sellers in our community who are going far deeper into that and reporting some pretty exciting stuff. So yeah, there's a lot to learn at our conference in May. It's going to be a popular topic. And for those who can't attend live, we've got a live stream and we'll have the recordings as well. So you can get the latest content. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of podcast episodes where we talk about Walmart in the coming year or so as well. You know, whereas I would say our ratio Walmart to Amazon so far has been like, you know, maybe 2% of our content and time has been spent on Walmart. I think you're going to see 5 or 10% of our time spent on Walmart in the coming year. Yeah. And, you know, we're drifting in that direction because the opportunity's there, the eyeballs are there, people are reporting good results. So we're really building that out. And I'll tell you, we've got the software and the tools, companies that serve the Walmart communities, they're coming after us hard, just saying, hey, try our tool. You talk about this, introducing it to our leadership team, you know, the repricers and the strategy tools for Walmart, that's an emerging market that there's a lot of opportunity there. We're going to stay on the cutting edge for sure and be rolling that stuff out to this group. Yeah.
One of the things that I'm a little bit confused with Walmart is that they don't really have like a BSR like mm-hmm. Amazon does. So it's difficult to figure out.
A little more guessing. Sell,
mm-hmm. You know, the bestseller rating. So it's kind of tough for like a Keepa to be able to give you like a chart or anything as far as like if a product is going to sell well. So it's like a guessing game. But with our branded bundles, we're like the ones that sell really well on Amazon, we're putting on Walmart. And they, like you said, it's probably, I don't know, we get at least 3 to 5 sales per day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. You know,
yeah, it's definitely worth doing, but those tools are coming. I think Walmart is slowly figuring out we need to equip sellers a little bit more information, give us some hints here, you know, what's working, what isn't. They don't want stuff just sitting in their catalog, not moving either. So those tools are going to start emerging. That information is going to start coming and we're on the cutting edge ready to pounce as it does. And I like the pressure it puts on Amazon too, to you know, stay honest.
Like, yeah, exactly.
All right, Amazon, you made plenty of profits last year from what I'm seeing. Like, how about you send some of that our way? Or the customers are going to start drifting to Walmart because the prices will necessarily be higher on Amazon if they don't. So I like the battle of the giants. We win either way. I don't care where I sell my inventory.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. I'm going to go where the customers are and where the profits are. Right. So as they battle it out, that's good for us. And I'm excited about the future with the skills that, you know, the team we have here and our creative approach to letting the good ideas float constantly. Well, you guys have been a pleasure to hang out with, Nick and Michelle. It's great meeting your kids as well. But before we wrap up, I always like to say, hey, what else was on your list? And it could be an extended topic or question, or you could say, hey, you know, we've said our piece and, you know, you're feeling good about it. Because I know you've got a lot of stuff to prep still. It sounds like you guys have your routine dialed in. So I don't want to keep you too long, but I don't. But what else is on your mind today?
So one of the biggest things I think is what put us over to that, like the threshold of being able to quit my job was.
Oh, that's a great topic. Yeah.
Was my mindset. Because I had, you know, it was one of those, like, I know you talk about the abundance mindset versus the scarcity mindset. And that was one of the things that I was struggling with. And it was like, am I really, you know, can I really do this? Can I really do, like, but success story after success story. I see it. I'm like, these people can do it. I can do it. Let's do this. So the mindset change. So if anyone's really kind of like, you know, struggling with that, you know, that's probably number one, for us is the mindset. We work on it, I would say, on a daily basis, just to make sure that we're staying on track with that. Because we're in an abundant universe. You know what I mean? It's not, we're not, it's not limited. So
yeah scarcity is the default setting, unfortunately, in our culture,
right?
Yeah and so you got to really fight. You do have to fight. You have to be intentional. Kind of like our keynote speaker for the conference, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, says, you know, if you don't know if you're a pessimist or optimist, you know, you're kind of trying to figure out, I don't know if I'm this or that, like, well, guess what, bad news. You are a gleaming 5,000 megawatt glowing orb of negativity. You just don't realize it.
Yeah.
Because to be optimistic requires work. To have that mindset of positivity, of abundance, that takes a lot of work. No one accidentally does that work. Like you said, we're very intentional about it. You have to be in a culture where, you know, you can pick up your phone and find 15 bad news items that started just since this podcast episode that we haven't seen. Like, oh, let's dwell on that all day. No, you've got to be abundance minded. You've got to be intentional. You've got to carve out the headspace to do it and to block out the negative. I've been on this journey for 20 years. I have to do it. I have to shut it all off, buckle in, find those positive silver linings, find those positive success stories, find those creative new strategies, pursue them with vigor. The bad news can wait. You know, I'll address that later. You really have to dial in, and you surround yourself with people who have that mindset, and you can build something pretty special. And the success stories, I love them. I'll go back and listen to old podcast episodes. And ideally, it's not me doing the interview, but I'll listen to me if I have to hear the interview with someone, like, you know, episode 754 with Kang Dang, or one of Oscar Mutombo's old episodes, or for somebody, it's going to be this episode. Like, you know what? They're just like us. Michelle and Nick are like us. Look at what they did. We can do that. And this is going to be that episode that just fuels them.
Yeah, I hope so. You know,
it will be.
You know,
yeah, you'll have people coming up to you. So what do you mentioned being intentional about mindset. Like, what is it specifically? Now, you showed us the note that you guys had wrote earlier back in 2020 about your commitment to finding a certain number of replans within a certain amount of time and committing to the process. Like, what else do you guys do to manage that? What other ideas? Because this is a topic of passion for me.
So we do a lot of meditation. You know, we grew up Catholic, both of us, you know, Christian. We don't go to church anymore. But it is one of those things where I know that you're Christian, and a lot of people in the community are. But we do, you know, we do a lot of meditation. We are very spiritual people. And whether or not, you know, you want to call a higher power God, you know, we feel like there is a higher power, and that we can, you know, we can get through certain things. We honest with you, and I don't know if we explained it in the beginning of this of the podcast, but we were super nervous to be on the podcast, and it's just one of those things where, you know what, you ask for help, and you ask either God or the universe or spirit, whatever you want to call it, in or whatever you want to do, but those are the things that are getting us through certain challenges, we'll say.
Yeah. I mean, the quote that came to mind as I was listening to you talk was something along the lines, you know, C.S. Lewis, the great author, said something along these lines of, you know, we're not physical beings with a spirit. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience.
Right.
Like, there's something else there. And to live in denial of that is, you know, gives you so many disadvantages in life. There's just things that can't be measured in the lab that are going on. And a lot of it's between your ears, and and mindset really does matter. You know, it's a powerful exercise, for example, just to choose gratitude as your starting point of the day. Instead of dwelling on negativity, choosing gratitude. What are all the things I have to be grateful for? And the thing I like to bring people's attention to, specifically the industry we're in, we're not in a dying industry. Like, the example I like to use is, we're not in the business of trying to sell real estate to, you know, shopping malls. Like, that's a rough gig. That's not what we do here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in the greatest emerging paradigm shift in all of human history in regards to business.
Yeah, it's huge.
There's never been anything like this in world history, and it's affecting the entire planet.
Yeah.
They're shopping online more today than they were yesterday, and that trend's not changing anytime in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
That's the business we're in. So come on, there's plenty to be positive about here, but mindset really matters, and gratitude and relationships. And that's why we focus so much on that. We've got the arena, right? We're in the right playground here, guys. Now it's a matter of mindset. Yeah, things change and there's always going to be challenges. You guys have seen plenty of them. I mean, you've been around, you know, since 2000, what did you say, 2007? You've seen the internet change a lot. You've seen the e-commerce change, as have I. But for every opportunity that closes, there's 15 doors that fly open. If you're willing to surround yourself with the right people, keep learning, keep plowing forward, And yeah, I completely agree with you, dude. Yeah. Mindset is the game.
Yeah, it really is. Yep.
Wow.
I just found that out probably maybe like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's kind of one of those things where, you know, we could say we found God, you know,
It sounds kind of fluff sometimes to people, like, yeah. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to buy. Tell me what, you know, I'll work hard. I'll do it. And you're going to need relationships. You're going to need a good mindset. This is universally true. Growing a business is a leadership journey across the board. Anyone who's done it successfully will tell you the same. Yes, it's a leadership journey to the degree that you're capable of leading, building relationships, reaching out, forming connections. That's what gives you the advantage. People who live in denial of that, I don't care what your business model is, you're not going to do well. It's not sustainable. I've been doing this long enough, I can say with confidence. So now, you know, the key element of success in business is leadership, mindset, relationships, strategy. Yeah, it's necessary. But man, if you don't have those other components, you're going to struggle. And it sounds like you guys kind of figured that out. And so, you know, doing this podcast episode, if we had talked to you guys, say, you know, 7 years ago or whatever, like, no, why would we do that? Like, what's in it for that? And now you guys see, you know, even though you're introverts, rather probably be more comfortable left to yourself, you've stepped out. You're going to get phone calls. You're going to get emails. You're going to get congratulation notes. You're going to get, hey, I didn't realize you guys were doing that. Let's have a conversation sometime. So the opportunities 6 months from now, as you reflect back to this date and this podcast going out there and the people that ping you and the ideas and opportunities that result from that, that's the power of coming on the show. Yeah. You get to inspire people, which is great. You feel like a good person. Yeah. But after that, you're like, whoa, okay, opportunity starting to drop on us here. That's how the world works. Whereas if you guys are just complaining and wringing your hands and negative, like, no one's going to bring opportunity to that scene.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So well done, man.
Awesome.
Love it. I'm super proud of you guys. Thanks for jumping on here with me today. I love it. Was there anything else on your list? I love that, man. You get me on talking on mindset. Good luck getting me to shut up. That's.
I just want to personally do a shout out to Nick's mom and aunt who basically shop for us for the equivalent of lunch every time they go to shop. That's all.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, I love it. Shout out to the shopping crew.
I know. I totally forgot. I shouldn't have forgotten because they once a week they go shopping for us.
Three different stores,
possibly four, and all they really want is just lunch.
That's so sweet, man. Yeah.
I love doing it.
That's a blessing, man. Have family that loves and supports you and yeah, hey, why not? I got to go shop anyway. Yeah, I'll pull your stuff. Right. Rather than paying someone $20 an hour or to, you know, a stranger. Yeah, that's great. Using family to grow your dreams. Phenomenal. Yeah. Shout out to mom and the aunt. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you...
there was just one other tip that I just want to let people know.
Oh, sounds great.
When it comes to branded bundles and your unique item, definitely get the UPC code for it. And put it on Amazon because you never know. I was like the first unique item that we got. We were like, should we try it? I don't know if it's going to sell. The second one actually sells a lot better than the first, but it's one of our best performing ASINs. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's under your brand.
It's just a small little thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I was like, I don't know. Is this thing going to sell? It doesn't sell for a lot, but. As far as number of sales, it's one of our best performances. It's
not. Oh, that's great. And you've built an asset too. As that grows, you know, that's a sellable asset you've got there. For those who don't know what Nick's talking about, when you build a branded bundle, we teach this inside the Proven Amazon course, recently just added in a brand new Proven Branded Bundles course inside that library. But you can go grab common everyday brands that people recognize, other people's brands, bundle them together with your own unique value-added item. And now you've got a unique bundle that no one else can copy, but you want your unique branded item to be something of high value. Technically, by the letter of the law, it's supposed to be the highest value item in the bundle. But as Nick and Michelle have done, they also sell that item by itself separately on Amazon. And what you just said, Nick, is it's doing well for you guys, selling really well. This little standalone item that was created just to enhance this bundle is doing well. And the other thing I like about that is it also adds a lot of validity. So if that bundle's ever challenged by Amazon or by another seller, like, yep, here's the item. You know, we claim it's worth X. It's selling for X every day, actually. Like, there it is, yeah. Valuable item, right? Yeah. So it really helps solidify the standing of that bundle, because we're seeing a lot of the bundles being yanked and some sellers being punished for things like, you know, 6 bags of Frito-Lay chips and a refrigerator magnet, you know, a little chicken refrigerator magnet that costs 15 cents. That's not a branded bundle, guys. That's not the way it works. You'll see those listings, but they're all temporary. And odds are that seller's going to have their account frozen at some point when Amazon pounces on that thing, which will happen eventually because they've been doing it a lot. So you want a lot of value add for your branded bundles. Well done. That's a great tip. Great tip, Nick. Anything else, Michelle, on your mind as we start to wind this one down?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, beautiful family. Pleasure getting to know you guys. Can't wait to see you at SeaWorld May 23rd to 25th in Orlando. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic time. And you guys said you're staying a little after the event, too, to enjoy the area, right? So.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hope you guys just have a fantastic time with your great family. Well, let me talk to the listeners for just a moment, guys, and just thank them for hanging out with us today. Nick and Michelle have been great guests, and I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. And here's the good news. If you got some good nuggets of information from this, we have hundreds of other interviews with students from the Proven Amazon course who've built beautiful businesses. They're using the internet creatively. They're living, in many cases, the lifestyle of their dreams because of what they've learned from that course in this community. And we'd love to add you to that list. If that's something you're interested in hearing more of, silentgym.com/podcast has all of our episodes. You can jump into our free Facebook group, same link, get our Proven Amazon course, same link, coaching, all the same link, silentgym.com. But hey, Michelle and Eric, genuinely thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll see you here in just a few weeks. It's coming at us fast. So see you in Orlando, all right? Talk to you guys soon then. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.